Ah, November. Ah. The season of love.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I love turkey as much as the next guy, but...
Well, we're watching Little Matchmakers.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Oh, God.
We've been dreading this one for a while, folks.
Zia. Zia Records.
Zia Records, this is the last curse that you have levied upon us.
What was the previous one?
So they previously brought us Cool Dog.
Oh, that was Cool Dog. You're right.
Cool Dog was from there. I believe there's another one.
Yeah, I think there were three.
I entirely forgot the middle one.
Yeah.
Because Cool Dog outshadowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Decidedly.
Yeah, in the not good way.
Yes.
But it did have a cool dog.
It did, in fact, have a cool
dog. Had a pretty cool dog.
What a cool dog, actually,
That's
though.
That's a pretty cool dog.
Secret Jesus.
What the fuck was that? Sorry.
Your phone?
Phone did a weird vibrate.
Did anyway. Is that Jesus?
am I being called by a cool dog? No, it doesn't matter. Okay.
If you were being called by a cool dog, you'd answer that, right?
Oh, I'd answer the hell out of it.
Like, would Google have, like, figured it out and be like, this is a cool dog.
Wow. What a cool dog.
This movie does not...
Our algorithm says, this is a cool dog.
Toe to tip. That's a cool dog. Before we steal more from the McElroys, Little Matchmakers, I don't think, includes any dogs.
No. I hope it does, because I am absolutely dreading this.
Yeah, we've been putting this one off.
Yeah,
for a
not
while.
Only do we have the love child of Tom Hanks and Howie Mandel,
yes,
who looks like the least charismatic,
and a woman who may be made of plastic,
possibly, or just
not like in the she's perfectly sculpted sort of way, but in the she is physically made out of plasticine.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe they didn't pay her enough to go to the DVD cover photo shoot.
I understand the plasticine is not necessarily plastic.
It's like
clayish.
Yeah, like Sculpey.
Wallace and Gromit.
Mm-hmm.
Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit.
Hello.
Ah, yes, I am Wallace, and this is my dog Gromit. I brought fire to the humans. I am Gromitius. I think we go to moon and eat lots of cheese.
Those are really great shorts.
They're fantastic.
The first one I ever saw of those was Close Shave.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
That's one where I believe Gromit gets kidnapped and is going to be shaved by a machine?
Oh, my
slash
Lord.
Slash made into dog food?
Oh, my God.
Or was Wallace about to do that? I don't know.
No
I don't
idea.
Remember it too much. It was very good. I've also seen The Wrong Trousers.
Mm-hmm,
which is
mm-hmm.
a classic.
Is that the one with the robot pants?
That's the one with the robot pants.
Yeah.
And the penguin.
Yeah. The Moon Made of Cheese one is a classic for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because he loves his cheese, that Wallace.
He does. If there's two things that Wallace loves, it's cheese.
There you go.
Period. Nothing else. Do you want to...
Are you reading the back?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Oh, you read the back. I'll see if I can find any information on this.
Yeah, please. Especially if you find something that says, every DVD copy of this film is cursed. Please do not watch it.
If it said that. So this is from 2011, 2010. The disc said 2010.
Yeah. It says both 2010 and 2011. So.
Yes.
I will accept either.
Okay.
If you put either on the exam, class... We will accept that answer.
I'm going to move on from the IMDb rating because we're sort of ignoring those for now.
Just
for references,
for
sake,
trivia,
it's a 4.7 with 87 reviews.
That's surprisingly high.
I know. Let me see some of the. Is there only one user review? No. Oh.
I need facts.
Ah, okay. It's a little polarizing.
Okay.
Because we've got three reviews around six or seven mm-hmm. saying, hey, it's a decent flick.
It's a decent little family film.
And we've got two that say incredibly bad or maybe the worst movie ever.
Okay, but people like to hyperbolize, right? Because we've
yes.
seen movies that are guaranteed to be worse than this.
Yes. I haven't read the reviews.
No, traditionally we wait until...
Right. We can go back after we have viewed it with our own eyes. Hopefully they haven't melted out of our skulls after watching this movie.
I don't like this cover.
It's written and directed by the same guy, as well as, I think, starring Augustin Castaneda.
Yep.
Yep. Written, directed, starring.
Yep.
So that's a... I mean, that's a...
One...
That's a thing.
One of the pictures on the back of this box is one of the actor's headshots.
That's just a headshot.
Like, clearly it's not in any sort of setting.
He was like, shit, we don't have a fifth picture for the back of the DVD.
Oh, just use my headshot.
Just use the headshot from my goddamn portfolio.
Wow.
Is it this one?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
Do you... I don't like the cover. The
cover makes me uncomfortable.
They're pushing their parents.
Do those children's hands look a little adult to you?
They are definitely Photoshopped hands.
Got it.
Those hands are not those children's hands.
Got it.
No way in hell.
That's creepy.
It actually kind of looks like the thumbs up hand is the same.
Oh, and they hand. Just like mirrored it?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be incredible.
It kind of looks like that though, right?
I hope it's true. I can't really see it much, but
it might just be that all child hands look the same.
That's true. But hashtag. I mean, if those are adult hands on children.
Terrifying.
Gross. Get him out of here.
A mismatch made in heaven.
Are you expecting a secret Jesus?
No.
Okay.
No.
No? Okay. Just whenever I hear heaven, I'm like, oh, are they going to do a...
Well, look up ARC Entertainment for me, would you?
ARC Entertainment? ARC?
ARC, yeah. Not ARK.
ARC Entertainment. That's ARK Games.
Nope.
ARK Entertainment Company.
Uh-oh.
That's...
I don't like that look on your
backyard
face.
Backyard Ballet? No. No,
the first backyard game where you do not want to pick Pablo.
ARK Entertainment Movies. Here we go.
There we are.
Wait. List of ARK Entertainment Movies.
Uh-huh.
Is
Little Matchmakers on there?
Let me see if Little Matchmakers... I don't see Little Matchmakers.
What is it with us and getting movies that companies are ashamed to put on their lists?
Yeah, and I didn't see any alternative titles. Oh. Wait.
Huh?
Sorry. There's something called Jam-Filled Entertainment.
No, there's nothing on here about that.
On August 22nd, Jam-Filled purchased the assets of ARK Productions? No. Well,
this is ARK Entertainment.
ARK Entertainment. Okay.
Oh. Try arc-ent.com.
Aha.
I found it.
Oh, god damn it. Internet. Okay, arc-ent.com.
Yep.
We're loading?
A-R-C-K-E-Y.
We are loading the website.
M-O-U-S-E.
A-R-C-E-N-T. It's a website.
Theoretically.
Maybe. Still fucking taking a sweet time.
What if every time we looked up a company on this and they were so defunct that their website was up for grabs, we just bought every single one of them?
Oh, hell yeah.
We would go broke.
We would be completely
destitute.
Destroyed.
Dead in the streets. But we would have so many websites.
Okay, so you can buy the DVD for far too much on Amazon.
For this?
Yes.
Really? How much?
Okay, so there's one copy at 98 cents.
Oh.
And then the ones with Prime shipping are $17.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Wow. I was going to say, if this is a rare movie...
Oh, yeah, maybe we hit a gold mine.
But we did not.
Definitely not.
Do you want me to read the back?
Yes, please.
Okay. Opposites attract with a little H.
Oh, the sticker.
Yeah, the sticker.
You can pull the thing out of the case.
I don't want to, though.
No? Okay.
Lily is an adorable 10-year-old girl who loved... Pepin is the precocious 10-year-old boy, loves to play the piano. The only thing they... Both their parents are divorced, and both want their parents to be happy and find love. Ah, they are in for a great adventure as they put their matchmaking...
You just did the tracking on the back of the DVD.
The tracking. Famous, you got to adjust the tracking on a DVD.
Yep.
They are in for a great adventure as they put their matchmaking plan into effect. But it's easier said than done.
Oh.
The Little Matchmakers is a touching and funny movie. We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
About two children playing the oldest game in the world.
Don't tell me what to think.
The game of love.
Wait, two children playing that?
Yeah, they're trying to get their parents together.
Oh, okay, good.
It's The Parent Trap.
Ah.
Have you seen The Parent Trap?
With Lindsay Lohan?
Or the previous one?
No. Neither.
Okay, well, it's that.
It's that they're trying to... They're two adults together.
They're twins, and they want to get their parents back together.
And they have a smart house. Yeah. They have a party, and then the house cleans up after them.
Party! Tuna noodle.
Tuna noodle. My favorite.
Go watch Brutal Moose.
Hell yeah. If we haven't said it enough, go watch Brutal Moose.
What's your... Real quick, before we get into our expectations for this.
Sure.
Which are going to be low.
Very low.
What's your favorite non-food Brutal Moose?
Non-food. Ooh, I really like his food.
Because he
content.
Had a year of food.
I like going back and watching, like, some of his older stuff feels a little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find watching a lot of his content, it's once he loosened up and went sort of unscripted,
yeah.
I feel a lot more of his personality came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. His Halloween candy rating. Oh, that's food related.
Although a very good video.
Very good video.
And topical because Halloween just ended.
Hey, look at that.
So go
get your favorite candies on sale because they're probably on sale.
They were honestly probably on sale before that.
Not on sale all the time.
They're
not actually on sale.
They're never on sale.
You can just buy them.
You purchase... If you want.
Grab some candy. But remember to brush your teeth.
At the Empire State Building.
I can't show you.
Could, because I'm inside.
In the building. Non-food broody moosey.
I know.
Shit. Oh, the science experiments.
That's a very good one.
Those are good.
I still like his Sociolatron video. Otherwise known as Ian Plays a Sex Game.
Oh, that's a great one. I was going to say Town with No Name.
Town with No Name is good, although for whatever reason, whenever I watch a video about any game with full motion video,
okay,
I fall immediately asleep.
Yeah.
It just puts me right out. I think it's the compression in the fucking...
Yeah, it's a weird, like, mental lullaby.
I think my brain is so accustomed to, like, stuff on a screen that I don't need to care about, and I'm out.
Yeah, just like a light.
Gone.
Like a light.
It sucks.
Like a light.
It does mean I...
Papa Zany.
I've learned a lot of inaccurate information through osmosis through my brain trying to process shit as I'm falling asleep.
Nice. That's always fun.
TJ.
Kevin.
What do you expect out of Little Matchmakers?
Garbage comedy.
Okay, do you expect mostly slapstick?
Ooh.
Or do you expect mostly attempts at puns?
Generally, when I see a movie cover like that and the premise, I'm going to think wacky slapstick.
Okay. Can I sway your opinion?
Sure.
By pointing out that on the back, there's a man wearing giant sunglasses.
Ooh, I'm still going to say mostly wacky slapstick.
Okay, because that's the coolest thing I've ever fucking seen.
That's pretty dope.
If only he was a dog.
Then he would be a cool dog.
That would be a cool dog.
Yeah, that would be some brand synergy right
What
there.
If we just watched Cool Dog again?
It would be hard, because I think I gave that back to Goodwill.
Damn it. You did.
I remember. Because I only got so much space. And I only want to keep the ones that I thoroughly enjoy.
There's a lot on that shelf that we did not thoroughly enjoy.
Like?
A lot. Most. Most of them.
What, Vampire Assassin?
Vampire Assassin is on the shelf, but I liked that.
No, there's only one shelf of things I'm actually keeping. The rest we haven't even watched yet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the terrifying premise.
I'm still
talking
about that shelf.
That is the horrifying premise.
No, I'm still talking about the shelf that we're keeping.
Oh.
That you're keeping, anyway.
Oh, like Wolf Cop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't watch that for the show.
No. Or like, what, Future Sport?
No, Future Sport's good. Yeah. I'm mostly concerned that you, like, because at the time you fucking hated Max Magician.
See, I know, but it was like a hatred. It's a hatred that I'm like.
It's a rival.
Yes, it is my Gary Oak.
It's your nemesis.
It is. It's something that I'm like, I want to go back and watch it again because it was like an entertaining form of hatred. It wasn't like I genuinely hate this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
like, I think there was one or two where it was like, I genuinely do not like this movie.
Well, yeah, we've thrown them away. We threw away a Nuttiest Nutcracker.
Oh my God. Purpose. Yeah, we destroyed that thing. But that one was like a, like give me another shot, coach. He beat me last time.
They had us in the first half, not gonna lie.
Yeah, give me those gloves.
I don't expect anything from this film.
Are you expecting like pure non-emotion?
Okay.
From you, not from the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
I expect this movie to not move me in any direction. I'm gonna start at 5, and I'm not gonna move in either direction.
Got it. You are gonna be on true cruise control.
True Tom Cruise control. Except when this guy is wearing the cool sunglasses.
Oh, then you'll go ballistic.
I'm going to fucking...
There'll be that short spike of like entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it'll go right back down once those glasses are thrown away.
Yeah.
Never seen again. What if that never shows up in the movie?
If that never shows up in the movie...
Your 5 will go immediately to a 1.
I'm going
to
shit on this disc. I will do an angry video game nerd and poop on this disc.
You will drop some melted Snickers bars.
No. Real.
Made from your booty.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat some Snickers bars whole.
Yes.
Not even chew.
Don't chew them.
Let them melt in my gut.
Get those acid scars.
Fucking just rip it.
And you'll feel it, because you'll feel like when the whole Snickers bar has to make that, like, turning a corner in a hallway with a couch maneuver.
Yeah, it has to pivot.
Yeah. And you'll feel that in your sigmoid.
I always feel that. I swallowed a brick when I was like, when I was like 7, and it's still in there. Still trying to make that turn.
I swallowed some bubble gum.
It made a solid mass.
It's still in there.
That's gross.
Yeah. I don't know how true it is, but...
It's not.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah. It's just going to be undigested.
Right.
Like, you know, corn. Or cellulose fibers from celery.
Corn.
It's called fiber.
Corn.
Corn wins.
Corn always wins. I can't get over the fact that you lied to me about corn.
What?
You lied to me that you don't eat a whole lot of corn.
I just don't get corn much.
I don't even know who you are anymore. We need to have little matchmakers solve our problem.
You need to match me with more corn.
I do.
So you know what? Let's watch it so I can get match made with corn.
Or a better joke than that.
Yeah. Although I don't know if this movie will have any better jokes than that.
It won't. Bye. Bye.
All right. All right.
Is it going?
Cue the royalty-free mariachi music.
We apologize for that very unpleasant thing to listen to and our mariachi music. Hello.
the littlest matchmakers, you.
Nope.
Okay, so that was the little matchmaker.
Nice Littlest Pet Shop joke, by the way.
Thank you. I was saving that one.
My step-sibling was really into those.
Yeah?
Hot minute.
I think I accidentally obtained some from a garage sale at one point.
Did you melt them?
I don't know.
They were flocked, so you probably shouldn't have set them on fire.
I don't know. No, I don't think I did. I think I just re-gifted or donated them or some, gave them to a friend of mine.
Donutted them.
I donutted them. Don't nut on your littlest pet shops.
Don't nut on your most of your possessions, really.
Yeah. There's a couple that's fine. Towel.
Your own hair. Anyway.
Just shower. Just shower. I guess that's the lesson of this episode.
Yeah, shower. Please.
Okay. Littlest Matchmakers, 2011. Plot summary.
Yeah, hit me.
It's summer in San Diego.
Now, okay.
the fact that we're reading this like off the top implies that we do not know what the fuck happened in this movie. We know what happened.
I think it's an issue of the plot is 20 minutes long, yeah, and it's a 100-minute movie.
Yes.
It's summer in San Diego.
Yes.
Lily, Hannah France,
mm-hmm,
and her mother, Diane, Jacqueline Haber, are on vacation from New York City while Pepine, Julian Ortiz, and his father, Jose Augustin Castaneda, got a tilde, also known as the writer and director of this film,
mm-hmm,
from Mexico City, are also on vacation.
Yes.
The kids meet at the beach and quickly discover they have a lot in common with each other, even if they are from different places. They have things in common, like skin.
Really, they don't have a whole lot of interests in common, I don't think.
No, they're just kids hitting it off.
And really, the thing they have in common is that their parents are divorced and depressed.
Yeah. I guess that is something in common.
I mean, yeah.
But that's not, like, a lot in common. Maybe it's something in common that's the most pressing thing on their minds right now.
As someone who's... parents were both divorced from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have noticed if either of them was sad at all.
Yeah. It was before you developed, like, emotional understanding.
Because these kids are, like, 9.
Yeah.
9 to 11.
Around there.
No, I think Lily is specifically 11.
Okay.
We find that out later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, at 11, no, I wouldn't have noticed.
Oh, hold on. It'll say in the summary.
Oh, hit me.
Both are 10 years old. There you go.
No, wrong.
Both of their parents are divorced, and both want their parents to be happy. Why not introduce their parents to each other in hopes that they will fall in love, so everyone has the best summer ever? Excuse me.
He died.
Despite Pepin and Lily's grand plan, it's not as easy as they think it will be. When they orchestrate the first encounter between their parents, mm-hmm, much to their dismay, their parents can't stand each other.
So, wah, wah. This skips a lot.
It does skip a lot.
Because they don't actually, like, meet each other until, like, the midway point?
You're right. Like, basically, there's a lot of hijinks where the kids are trying to get their parents to meet, but...
Let's talk about their first scheme.
Okay, so their first scheme. So they're meeting, they're both like, hey, our parent, like... Well, first of all, Lily was like, yeah, my mom is depressed. I've read it on the internet.
And there's this really dark, sad scene,
mm-hmm,
where her mom is very visibly sad.
Mm-hmm.
And...
the opening of this movie is, like, super sad.
And fucking, this girl, Lily, opens up her laptop, which is a Mac.
Yeah. And she got a MacBook for herself in 2011.
And looks up...
depression.
Depression on, what was it, web search?
Web surf search.
Not, yep, Google.
You know, the world's most well-known search engine.
It's not even Alta Vista.
It's not even fucking Dogpile.
It's not even Ask... Jeeves.
Ask Yeeves.
Ask Yeeves.
Yeeves.
She looks at...
Shit!
Yeeves. So... she looks up depression first.
Uh-huh.
Gets a bunch of signs of depression. And it's like... and then, like, looks up... She looks up something before... the last one. But the last thing she looks up is depression and suicide.
Yeah, we're like, oh my God.
And then
depression and divorce.
Right, depression and divorce. And then depression and suicide.
It's like, holy shit.
Like, then it cuts to the mom taking, like, sleeping pills.
Like,
and we're like...
crying and taking, like, sleeping pills. And we're like, holy shit.
Excuse me, movie.
Slow down,
hey,
movie.
Typically, we're asking movies.
Hey, movie.
Typically, we're asking movies to, you know, hurry the fuck on.
Yeah, but this was just like, boom!
Yeah, this is the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's quick.
We don't have anything nearly as sad for Pepin's dad, Jose.
No, he just seems sort of...
He seems very, like, mildly depressed.
Yeah.
He's just bummed.
Mm-hmm. Sort of in that, like... Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ironically, at the beginning, he could use some sleeping pills.
Yeah, because he talks about how he couldn't get to sleep.
Because
his son gets in his room and is like, hey, let's go. Because they're on the beach. It's a vacation.
Let's go to the beach. Let's play catch.
Let's play catch, Dad. And he's like, I just got to sleep. Go to the beach yourself. I'm going to get some more sleep.
Which, bad parenting.
Yeah.
In general.
But you know what? Nah.
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 Nah. Nah. Nah. So, yeah. They meet on the beach. That happens in the
Uh-huh.
But the first scheme,
mm-hmm,
is... Lily and Pepin, pretend
Pepin.
That they met and want to go on a date.
Yes.
And they
both want to see American Pie, the movie.
For whatever reason.
Because it's R-rated.
I understand that. But they picked American Pie, a movie that was not in theaters when this movie came out.
Got it. Did you look up the year it was in theaters?
Because it wasn't 2010.
It's true. It was early mid-2000s, right? American Pie.
1999.
Holy shit. Okay.
American Pie 2 was 2001.
Oh my God.
So like the... And they don't say American Pie very specifically. Right. Lily's mom, Diane, asks Lily what movie she wants to see, and she like gets coins and says, the one with the pie.
The one with the pie.
And I'm like, okay. That's one that immediately I recognize as an R-rated movie that isn't just like, because it's violent.
Right.
You know, it's just raunchy.
Mm-hmm. It's a raunchy.
I don't know any kid.
Boner comedy.
I was going to say, I don't know any kid that wanted to see American Pie when it came out, but I know every kid wanted to see American Pie when it came out.
Because it was naughty.
Because it was naughty.
Yeah.
It was the cool movie.
It's like, he. That's what the teenagers like.
Ooh, he put his wee wee in the pie.
I mean, as a kid, it's like, I mean, 99. I was 9.
I was 8.
I had no idea what it meant because I was a stupid child.
Mm-hmm.
Some would argue I still am a stupid child.
Yeah, but you're very slightly taller.
That's true. I mean, not by much, but I did gain a little bit of height
and very slightly more facial hair.
Slightly. I was, yeah, just a little bit.
No, I mean, you were very, like, grizzly back then.
I looked like a lumberjack, but, like, a really short lumberjack.
So a really ineffective one, really.
Yeah. Like a lumberjay.
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack. Lumberj.
Hello.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. I just didn't get it, I guess, as a kid.
I didn't see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked my mom what the fucking thing, like, deal was with the joke.
Yeah.
And she was like,
oh boy.
Okay, well, we're going to have to go through this then. And she explained it to me.
Hey, I mean.
And I was like, oh, is that funny? No.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. All right, go do whatever you do.
Yep, whatever mom things do.
No, that's what she was telling me.
Oh, okay.
Then she went to go see American Pie.
And then you went to play with your Transformers toys or something.
Teen I did Beat not Ninja have Turtles. I had Beast Wars.
Ah, there you go.
But I didn't have that many.
Okay.
I had Optimus Primal when he was metallic.
Ooh.
The Transmetal.
That's cool.
One. And I regret getting rid of that toy because I think it might be a thing now.
Oh, like a collectible?
I think it might be. It's probably not, but it
what,
might
what
be.
What were the main toys you played with as a youth?
I had swords.
Oh, wow.
Not like swords, but like wooden swords and stuff.
That's dope.
That was big with me. It was weaponry.
Yeah. I had Legos.
Yeah.
That was basically from age like 6 to...
20 minutes ago.
Yep. 6 to now.
One could say ages 9 to 99.
Once I hit 99, though, I gotta chuck them.
You gotta stop.
Just gotta chuck them.
Well, I mean, your hands might tell you to do that first.
That's true.
Because you...
They'll fall off.
You get arthritis.
Golden arthritis.
Golden joint pain. But yeah, okay, the plan.
Yes.
So the plan is, okay, we both get our parents to say, all right, if
I'm not letting you see this movie alone.
And if the other parent says it's okay, I will take you to go see this movie.
Yes.
Ingenious plan. Mm-hmm. Here's the big flaw. Could have just told them, like, asked them both to go.
Yes.
So flaw A.
Yes.
But they're children. So
it's a little overcomplicated.
And for this part,
lots of hoops. Lots
for this
variables.
Part, they do the thing that I like in, like, scheme movies. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a plot or a caper.
Oh, like Oceans?
Where they explain the plan and then you see the plan unfolding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As they're explaining.
So you're comparing this movie to Oceans 11.
I'm comparing it to... There's this one, like, jewel heist movie.
The Italian Job.
No. From, like, earlier.
The Pink Panther.
I don't remember. I'm going to look it up.
Madagascar.
I'm going to look up Jewel Heist movie.
Lego Jewel Heist. That would be a fun game.
Jewel Heist
movie. Can we get Lego Payday 2?
Is it the Asphalt Jungle?
Welcome, Asphalt Jungle. We've got fun and rocks. We can pave your streets a lot.
Oh, wow.
Then you drive your cars.
It's literally the one of the defining heist films.
Oh, Asphalt Jungle?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Nice. What year?
But like 1950.
Ah, okay.
It's a great movie. Fantastic movie. So I'm directly comparing this to that.
Got it. We're directly comparing The Little Matchmakers
to
Asphalt Jungle, one of the defining jewel heist movies
yeah.
of all time.
Just heist movies.
Heist movies. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So where you explain the plan.
Mm-hmm. And while you're explaining it, narrating it.
You see it on yeah. screen.
That is really cool. I do like that.
So we get to skip the part where they're all like...
Where they're basically...
Just telling you about it, and then we see it.
Yeah. Because like that, where they explain it to each other and then do it is best when the plan goes awry immediately.
Which I'll get to
mm-hmm.
With this, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also like when they're explaining it and it's supposed to go, like it's going right as they're saying it, mm-hmm. but then someone interrupts the explanation. We cut back
yeah.
to them like around the table and they have to like have a comedy bit or something.
Yeah.
And then we cut back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially funny.
Hey, boss, what about these?
If something is... it's very funny if something's changed when we come back, like they're wearing different hats.
Right. Oh, classic.
That would be very funny to me.
Classic gag.
But okay, so they do this, and the plan is you have them, you set this up, and then I think they're supposed to go, I forget which parent they're supposed to go with.
Oh yeah.
But
no, I think Lily's mom is the one driving.
Right. Okay. So they're supposed to go with her. But then they have Pepin fake a stomach ache.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have to go back to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the parents meet and they hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be the inside.
That is the ideal solution.
It goes wrong immediately.
Incredibly quickly.
So my problem with what you said earlier is that we both saw it play out right.
That's true.
And then it failed immediately.
Yep. So, yeah. Because it was like playing out as it, like the movie was playing it out as if like, oh, this is the what it should look mm-hmm. like. This is what it should look like a before and after.
And I don't really know how you would do it other than the way the movie did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you can't have them just explain the plan.
It'd be boring as fuck.
Right.
It's very true.
We have to have something to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do like how we get to almost see it work.
Mm-hmm.
Like they use a lot of the same shots,
mm-hmm.
but it failing in this one. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I could think of other weirder ways to get it done. Like for example, we skip them explaining the plan. Like we go to the actual event, right? Mm-hmm. It's going down and they're explaining the plan as it's going along. But then the like actual movie keeps interrupting the narration with how it's going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But like that would be really weird.
Yeah, it'd be a little jarring I think.
Hard to pull off. So I like actually how the movie did it.
Yeah, I'll give them credit.
It's
there.
It's very rare that I have legitimate praise for films that we watch on this show.
Very true. Other than
it was funny when they did the thing.
Other than Flying Ryan, which is a perfect film.
Flying Ryan is perfect. Fateful Findings is perfect.
It is perfect.
Mazes and Monsters is as close to perfect as you can get without having two Tom Hanks in it.
It's like a 9.9. If they had a clone of Tom Hanks also.
A second Tom Hanks.
Mm. 10.1 out of 10.
Ooh, baby.
That extra Tom Hanks gives you that 0.2, puts you over the...
10 out of 10, 20 out of 20.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so it goes immediately wrong. Does it explain how it goes immediately wrong?
Let's see. When they orchestrate the first encounter between their parents, much to their dismay, their parents can't stand each other with a bad start. They don't say.
Okay.
How can these little matchmakers spark the magic that will make their mom and dad fall for each other?
Did we want to explain how it goes wrong?
Well, I'm at the very end of the summary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do it.
The quirky officer Candy, Richard Hatch, uh-huh. and the bumbling waiter, Valente Rodriguez, offer assistance, but will it help their cause or hinder it? Two kids with a shared goal. Can they really succeed at Matchmaking.
Rated R.
Rated NC-17.
Oh, speaking of rated R.
Uh-huh.
The fucking preview.
Oh my god, right? Well, that was like tonal whiplash.
We put the DVD in and there's an immediate preview.
Mm-hmm.
For this American Flyer.
Yep.
It actually looks pretty okay.
Yeah.
Like for a lower budget movie,
Well, it starts at, it feels like this really like dark and serious.
Or dark, like, serious movie, about movie this guy.
About this guy trying to make it over the border into America.
Right.
The standard, I gotta support my family and all that stuff. Yeah. And he's trying to get support from some of his friends, mm-hmm. and some of them are like, you're crazy. And the other ones
Danny
are,
Trejo's in it.
Danny Trejo, because he's a fucking awesome dude.
Lends him money.
And just gives him some money. And then we slowly realize that in the trailer, he's not just gonna go across the border.
He's not gonna take a bus or pay a coyote or anything.
No, and the tone does this slow gradient.
But the thing where it really jarred me was that there's this scene about where there's this guy sitting in a bed,
mm-hmm.
and on his headboard is a bunch of nudie pics.
Oh yeah, there's pinups, but
there's
topless.
There's titty.
Yeah, we saw some toddy.
And I'm like, whoa. I know this movie's not rated.
It's not.
But
not, there's that trailer, clearly.
It's not the unrated version.
Yeah.
You know? So it's whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, I'll take it.
Ooh, all right.
But it goes from that scene to, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to fly over the border. And he's making a machine. Plane. And we're like, oh my God.
And I'm like, hey, TJ.
This looks amazing.
Kind of need to see this movie.
We need to find a copy of this movie.
We need to find a copy. So look forward to in 90 years.
Yeah. The new old stock for American Flyer, starring it'll be great.
But okay,
back to the fuck.
So the caper goes wrong.
Yep.
Immediately,
the Cape Canaveral goes wrong.
It was a bit of a challenger.
Too soon.
Was it?
Nah, it was a while ago.
It was a few decades ago.
Yeah. A few decades, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, 88?
Yeah.
Oof.
Neither of us was born?
No. It's a lot of years ago.
It's many.
It's at least 5.
There's minimum 3 years between then and now. I love wildly underestimating something that's very large or overestimating something that is very small.
God, this car weighs at least 6 pounds.
There are at least 90 puppies in this room.
that first caper goes wrong, and they're like, and it's
they fake the stomach ache
hijinks in the car.
Yeah, and the mom is like, oh shit, we gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah, because Lily is because he's just like, oh, stomach ache, and then they need to figure out a way to
get back to the house.
Yeah, because she's like, let's go to the hospital. And then, for some reason, she's like, oh, no, he's bleeding.
No. First, he's like, oh, we can go back home. It's a condition,
uh-huh.
that I have. I have pills for it.
Yes.
And when I take the pills, the pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Kind of an all right lie.
Yeah.
For a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wouldn't know the exact details, maybe.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm following you.
Okay.
They get back. The thing was, the second that they left, they didn't tell Jose that he was
no, because he was going back to fix his hair, right. or something, and the mom was like, "We gotta go, we're gonna be late." I'm like, "Well, why'd you pick him up so soon, close to the movie start time?"
You know they're children, right?
Yeah, they've got they have no sense of time.
You gotta give them time to adjust. Anyway, so he comes out and is like, "My child is gone."
Yeah, reports it to a cop, a bike cop.
Officer Candy.
As
a matter of fact.
Honestly, might be my favorite character in the movie.
Definitely.
Yes.
100%. Despite his terrible, terrible use of props.
Oof. We'll get to that. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come to talk with you again. Anyway.
He's not very good at prop comedy.
Who is?
Everyone.
No. The only person that's been good at comedy is...
I said prop comedy.
I know.
Oh, okay. Oh, our Lord and Savior, Carrot Top.
Our Lord and Savior, Carrot Top. Mr. Top.
Chairman of the board.
If you address Carrot Top, would you say, would you call him Carrot or would you call him Mr. Top?
I'd call him Chairman.
Chairman Top?
Chairman Top. Or I'd call him, ah, because Jesus, he's jacked.
He's massive.
Carrot Top, more like Carrot Wide.
Boo.
Hey, I'll be here all night.
More like eight is carrots. Jesus.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so they're going back to the house. And Lily sees, oh, shit, they called the feds.
Yeah. Oh, that was right. That was
right. They called the fuzz. We got to get back to the...
like, the hospital.
He's bleeding.
Yeah. She's like, the mom's like, oh, what?
To the hospital away.
There's Twix in the pantry, Kat. Okay.
For those of you at home, there's Twix in your pantry right now.
Check your pantries, everyone.
Also, Mark is friends with Carrot Top.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He's literally in the theater across from Blooming.
Well, I understand that, but I don't expect...
Is Carrot Top nice?
Yeah.
Good.
He's
I'm glad. I'd love to meet him. Because he's also jacked.
Yeah.
I'm glad
he's
that
he's very sensitive because he gets made fun of a lot.
Yeah, aww. I know. Because he's, you know, he's Carrot Top.
Yeah.
He sort of leans into it. Some, like.
Yeah, he does. But apparently he's super nice.
Nah. Good. I'm glad. You know what? I feel bad about making fun of Carrot Top.
Can we get Carrot Top on the show?
Hey, can we get Carrot Top on the show?
That'd be amazing. It only, like, I don't want to do the whole, hey, we're going to get Carrot Top and watch Chairman of the Board, because I feel like that would be torture for him. But what if he were up for it?
Oh, fuck. Okay. What's our backup movie?
Our backup movie? We don't have another Carrot Top movie.
No. And
but we could introduce him to Neil Breen.
Fateful Findings Part 2?
Yes. Starring Carrot Top. Chairman of the Breen. Chairman of the Breen.
We did it. Okay.
We found... Anyway...
When you talk about this episode on Twitter, nobody, please use the hashtag #GetCarrotTop.
Get Carrot Top on 69 cent special.
That's a very long hashtag.
Hashtag we love Carrot Top.
Yeah. Hashtag get, bring that top.
Hashtag hugs for Carrot Top.
Hashtag be nice to Carrot Top.
Yeah. That's a spread that positivity.
Anyway.
Where okay. were we?
So now he's bleeding.
He's bleeding. And so she's like, oh, we're going to the fucking hospital now. Squeal.
But then they're like, wait, if we actually go to the hospital, they will immediately find out that nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
So the new lie was that, oh, no, I had a water bottle in my pocket emptied. And
she thought it was blood.
She made me think it was blood. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what the flying fuck is happening?
The mom is like, I'm just going to go to the hospital just in fucking case.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I actually feel a lot better. Can we just go to the movie? And she's like, no.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
This all culminates in like nothing.
Yeah. It's essentially back to square one.
Like they just end up back at home.
Yeah. Well, no. It culminates in, is this where, or is it the second one where the parents are like, we're going to send you home?
It was this one.
Okay. Because because
they both got really stressed out and they were like, I can't take care of you while you're out here.
Yeah. This is supposed to be a vacation. I'm going to send you to your uncles or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, that's the vibe.
So that's like a
which, okay.
Tension.
Okay.
Okay.
If you are a parent.
Newly divorced parent.
That's trying to get over a bout of depression.
Correct. And you have the money to rent a seaside nice ass house,
but your child is rambunctious.
I'd fucking send them to their uncle.
You leave them with a family member, be like, hey, mommy's got a deep compress.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Mm-hmm.
I will see you in a week.
Yes. I hope you understand.
And like the uncle or whatever is like, yeah.
Yeah.
We got this.
Don't worry. We'll eat candy every day.
We're going to eat ice cream and watch scary movies.
Hey.
I'm the fun uncle.
The Funkle.
And then
the kids, my favorite brand of toy, Funkle Pop.
And then the kid's like, please God, take me with you.
Oh, God. His definition of scary movie is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I cannot take a week of this man.
We're going to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang nonstop for 4 days.
If I have to hear Toot Sweet one more fucking time.
I forgot how that song went.
I've never known how
Truly to... Truly Scrumptious, I remember that song.
I...
True. Here's a fact that's going to make my dad angry at me. I've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen it way too many times.
It is my dad's favorite film.
You're truly, truly scrumptious.
I have no idea.
It wasn't that movie made by... Wait, was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang written by Roald Dahl? Hold on.
Look it up.
To the research device.
Anyway, Plan 2. Because they're like, oh God, we can't get sent away because that'll just ruin the whole scheme.
Yes.
How do we fix this? I know. Crime.
Oh, so Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, 1968 musical adventure fantasy film directed by Ken Hughes with a screenplay co-written by Roald Dahl and Hughes.
Wow.
Oh. Loosely based on Ian Fleming's novel, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car. Wait, Ian Fleming? Bond writer, yes.
The Bond writer?
Wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car in 1964. And I love that Ian Fleming's sort of first sentence description on Wikipedia is a British author, journalist, and naval intelligence officer.
Yes. He was a spy.
Shit, dog.
As was Dahl?
Fleming also wrote the children's stories, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and two works of nonfiction.
Was Roald Dahl a spy?
Great question. Roald Dahl, I think he was wartime fighter pilot.
Okay.
So he was a warman.
He was a war man.
He was a warm man.
Who's your favorite? Really? That's a spy guy?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know many of those.
See, mine is it Christopher Lee?
Oh, wasn't he in like World War One as like a fucking murderer?
I think he was World War II as a fucking Nazi hunter.
Christopher Lee. Well, because I know there's the famous like anecdote about him telling a director that that's not how a man being stabbed sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was English actor, singer, and author. Can we go to his...
He wrote an entire metal album about Charlemagne.
Prior to his acting career, he served in the Royal Air Force, the RAF, where he was attached to the number 260 Squadron RAF as an intelligence officer, where he was a liaison officer for the Special Operations Executive, although he was unlikely to have been behind enemy lines. Following his World War II service, he retired from the RAF in 1946 with the rank of flight lieutenant.
See, the story I heard was that he hunted Nazis.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Military
service.
This episode has become about...
He had an allegiance to Finland in 1939. That's weird. Oh, he volunteered to fight for the Finnish army against the Soviet Union during the Winter War.
Oh. All right. Like Charlemagne, hates the Soviet Union. Got it.
Didn't he write a metal album about Charlemagne? Yes, about Charlemagne.
I just said that.
Hell yeah, dude. I was reading about Christopher Lee. I'm sorry.
One day we'll listen to how Charlemagne slaughtered a bunch of Saxon men. Are we done?
Yeah.
Reading about
Christopher Lee? There wasn't anything else in there for Christopher Lee.
He was cool. Dude.
He is a cool dude. Rest in peace, Christopher Lee.
Okay. So, plan two is crime.
Is that plan two?
Yes. Plan two is
crime. Oh, yeah. Plan three is restaurant.
Yeah. Plan one is lying.
Dude, the pacing of this movie is a little weird.
There's a lot of time spent on plans one and two.
Yes.
And then plan three is just like, fuck it.
Rapid fire.
But
plan three feels like the only one actually written out and paced.
Yes. Yes. Plans one and two felt like we have.
By the way.
Uh-huh.
Lily's mom is an author.
Yes. Yeah.
And Pepin's dad.
Jose.
I almost said Pepsi's dad.
Pepsi's dad, Jose.
Jose, I don't remember what he does.
He's a singer.
Oh, was that his actual... Yeah.
Okay, I believe he did opera.
Because we get a brief clip of like...
Him at an opera.
A flashback of like each of the people finding out like just their spouse getting divorced. Yeah.
You're true. I think the implication is that Lily's mom's marriage fell apart because Lily's mom has depression.
Okay.
Because the only thing we get for that is her being sad in bed.
Didn't she say he cheated on her?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But
the visuals that I got.
There's only a couple things to actually remember in this film.
And we remembered none of them.
Exactly.
The visual that we got for that was her being sad in bed and him like walking away from the bed.
In the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, the implication there is that the sadness caused the breakup.
Yeah.
Or the breakup caused the sadness. But
yeah, we will know. The world may never know.
Which came first, the Tootsie Pop or the egg?
The chicken or the depression, yeah.
Yeah. The depression.
Depression.
A stepladder.
A stepladder.
God,
DTF.
What? Down to?
Hot to trot.
What?
What?
It's HTF.
Hapture the flag?
It's HTT.
Hapture the flag?
Why did you say hot to DTF hot to trot?
Oh, it's all from the same...
Oh, right. I thought you were equating the two things.
No. I was just fucking shouting my normal ass babble.
And my brain was just like, no, sorry. The first letter should be an H.
Yes.
And then ignored the fact that the last letter should be a T. Hot to trot peen. Or...
Uh-huh.
Hypertext.
Transfer. Tittles. Peen.
Okay. So the plan for crime, uh-huh, because they don't want to actually commit crime.
Correct.
Is they want to simulate crime by pretending to do shoplifting.
But put the things back
before they get arrested.
And but I'm they like, want to get arrested so that both of their parents have to go to the police station.
Right. Now, hear me out.
That's what I'm here for.
Hear me out. Well, and so are they.
Hey. Hey, shoppers.
Wouldn't it be easier,
mm-hmm,
to just... introduce them.
Now, Kevin, that's a little radical.
I understand that there wouldn't be a movie.
I mean, we might be better off for it.
But, like, I actually like this one.
It was all right. It was... What was the phrase that I had in my head? It's,
I wouldn't know.
You should know this, Kevin.
I mean, we are the same person, but, like...
It's harmless, I guess.
Yeah.
It's
definitely a very safe film, aside from the preview at the beginning.
Aside from the slightly iffy statements on depression.
Well, 2011.
True.
2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't quite as up on that sort of thing as we are now.
Very true. It was earlier in those stages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like. Really, the only really problematic thing, like, she freaks out because there is a definite link between.
Yeah, no, the, you know, like, as much as we gave a little lip to Lily doing her.
She was the best actor in the whole fucking movie.
Oh, she was. Kudos to, kudos
to. Can you get back to that page?
Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, God. No, that's Shishi Bang Bang. No, this is further. About Magic the Gathering.
No, too far.
Oh, I've gone too far. Ah. Ah.
No.
Ah. Hannah France.
Okay.
There we go. F-R-A-N-T-Z.
France.
Hannah France. Has she done anything else?
She was the best actor in the whole fucking movie.
She was. She has done one other thing.
What is it?
Movie in 2013 called Crazy Joe.
Oh, I don't think I want to watch
that. It's an independent short film about Joe, a man who has suffered a great loss after a tragic accident.
Uh-oh.
He tries to move on and get through life with the help of with the help and love of his 11-year-old daughter, Lizzie.
Oh.
Some of the townsfolk deem Joe crazy because he sometimes talks to himself and he has imaginary friends. Or are they? That sounds iffy as fuck.
But ultimately probably harmless.
Probably.
It's for kids. You know?
It's for chitlins.
Now, when I say that...
It's got a higher rating than this movie.
When I say that, I don't mean it's okay that it's... If it's bad, it's for kids.
No, it's you can... I mean, you don't have to be as nuanced.
Right. Because while kids can accept an awful lot of nuance, as we're, mm-hmm, seeing with a lot of children's media being a lot more complex...
Which I appreciate.
Now that it was in the 2010s.
Yeah, respect children's brains.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when they are young, if we tell them they're dumb, they will assume they're dumb.
Correct.
But if you tell them they're smart and treat them like normal fucking people,
Yeah.
They'll grow up to be normal fucking people.
Very shocking.
I don't mean like hetero. I don't mean like neuronormative. We mean people to boxes. I mean like an empathetic, genuine person.
We mean a decent human being.
Yes. Yeah.
Not that a person needs empathy in order to be a decent human being.
Right.
But you know, it helps. Make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. But like,
I'd take false acted upon empathy over no empathy.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know.
Or I'd take the attempt to understand empathy over lack of empathy.
Sure.
If you know what I mean. Who are you?
I don't know anymore.
I got this lost. This movie has taken a melon baller to my brain.
Not the movie. This conversation.
That's true.
I got lost in our own fucking sauce. Double talk.
Lost in the sauce.
I heard Austin the sauce, and I'm like, that sounds
Austin
like
the sauce.
That sounds like a weird...
Tomorrow at Smackiversary, Austin the sauce.
We went to different Austins.
Oh, are you talking about Texas?
Do you want some sauce, baby? Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I still like those movies.
Do you want some pasta? I don't know what the fuck that was. That was... I became like an Australian frog, I think.
Well, what would a wrestling announcer say if that character rolled out of the ring?
Austin Powers, International Pasta of Mystery?
No, Austin Powders. Anyway. That was just for me.
Yeah, it was. Oh, and exactly one other of our fans.
So, this plot semi-succeeds.
In that they do meet.
They do meet, but they hate each other.
Because they're... Okay.
Because...
The plan goes off flawlessly.
Right.
In that they pretend to steal trail mix,
mm-hmm.
and then a cop arrests them.
Correct.
For stealing trail mix,
mm-hmm.
as children.
As children.
Mm-hmm.
10 years olds.
Which, okay. If you catch a 10-year-old like shoplifting, you do probably just take them in and call their parents, right?
Yeah, like, give them a seat in the car, maybe. Like, talk to them, call their parents. But don't, like, drive them to the station.
Right. You probably drive them home.
Yeah. Maybe give them a talk about, like, how that's
personal responsibility,
right.
And whatever.
Yeah, you know, the usual.
Don't steal trail mix.
Like, maybe like ask them, like, why they did it and, you know.
Right.
Treat them, like, treat it as a learning experience.
But they rightfully guess that they're going to get taken down to the fucking station.
Yeah, by a bike cop.
By a bike cop somehow.
Named Officer Candy, who always has Twizzlers.
He always has licorice on his person.
And his favorite gummy bears are the green gummy worms.
They're all colors of gummy worms, but they're huge.
They're humongous gummy worms. I prefer sour gummy worms, personally.
Dude, I hate all gummies that aren't sour.
Yeah.
I don't like the texture
I can understand that.
I like the texture of gummies, but I do like the sour of sour.
Yes. It somehow feels different,
mm-hmm.
than like the true gummies.
Well, because it's got the sour sugar, right?
It's got the sour sugar, and it feels like the outside is more dry.
Because it's coarse.
Weird. Yeah. But like even like the under the powder, like
and it doesn't
the skin
stick
of the jelly.
To my fucking teeth on the goddamn.
Yeah, thing. It's squishy, but it's not like gummy.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh god, I could use some trolley bright crawlers right now.
Ooh, baby.
Or maybe some bright octopi.
Ooh, give me.
Ooh, yeah,
give me some of that.
Or some, did they have like bright hands for a little bit?
I don't know.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I didn't eat candy when I was a child.
I usually don't eat candy except for like Twix.
I only eat candy when I'm here.
And you eat like.
I'm slowly working through your cauldron.
Yeah, this is from, like, what, 2 Halloweens ago?
No. That got refreshed last Halloween.
Yeah, the Jawbreakers. Yeah, I mean, we don't eat a lot of candy.
I eat mostly salty foods.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Salty foods, carbs.
Yeah, that's me, jam.
I'm going to die at 30.
So, a thing I found out.
Yes.
This might be completely pseudoscience. But the brain is basically cholesterol and salt.
Yeah. You know? Fat, cholesterol, salt.
That's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, salt's important for neural activity, yes.
So when you're... If you have something like depression or some other neurodivergence, you tend to need to eat more of that.
That's interesting.
To keep your brain from going into, like, cheese. you know,
like curdling
sweet Swiss cheese.
Oh,
like eating holes in itself.
Oh, basically. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Literally. I'm
right. I mean, not like E.
I'm doing that figuratively.
Right, but interesting. Yeah, I don't know how
that because that tracks that is, to me, you know.
But that does make
because a lot make of things sense. That I end up craving mm-hmm. are things that I'm missing.
Yes, that's how the human body tends to work.
Yeah. You know, like oh, I haven't had enough calcium, or why do I want milk so much lately? You haven't had enough fucking calcium, you idiot.
Yeah, calcium or maybe some fat.
Yeah,
yeah,
something.
Fat doesn't make you fat unless doesn't. You have only fat.
Right,
it's my favorite website.
It's just like
it's just pictures of glasses of milk, whole milk only.
Real talk,
whole milk is so good.
1% is gross.
1%'s just fucking.
It's awful water.
Yes, it's cloud water.
Ech.
Yeah.
If I want cloud water,
don't get me started on skim.
If I want a cloud water, I just drink straight coffee.
Yeah. What?
Because it's based cloud water.
Oh, okay.
It's based like. It's water with shit in it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I get you.
Most drinks are yes. that.
Water with shit in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're drinking oil.
Do you know that? You know that water isn't a beverage.
Is the definition of beverage like a non-water drink?
Yes.
So water is a drink,
but not a beverage.
But not a beverage. Oh.
And a square is a rhombus, but not every rhombus is a square.
Correct. Not every rectangle fits in your ass.
But most do. Kids, don't put things in your butt.
So plan 3.
Plan three. Okay. Yeah. Plan two fails ish.
Mm-hmm.
In that they meet, but they hate each other.
Yes.
There's a bunch of circumstances that happen. She steals his parking spot. There's a brief fender bender.
Yep.
He has problematic views on women.
Yeah.
2010.
Oof.
That's only 10 years ago.
Yeah. Feels like a fucking eternity.
Well, yeah, because this year has felt like...
Oh.
To be fair, we did record 5 episodes for last month.
We did.
So...
But this year has still felt like an eternity.
Sure. I think any year would feel like an eternity given like half of these circumstances.
Oh, yeah. But it was just a stack.
I don't even think that this year is necessarily like... I'm not going to say it's not worse than a lot of other years, but like I don't want to blame it on the year.
Not across the scope of human history.
I don't want to blame it on the year is what I'm getting at.
Right. It's not the year's fault. Just... It was concentrated.
Yeah.
In
yeah, it was concentrated.
Yeah. Oof.
Can we get an F in chat for America?
Yeah.
Yeah, several. Plan three. From outer space. Oh, we're going to have to watch Plan 9 for this show, aren't we?
Oh, fuck, aren't we? It's public domain at this point.
So. Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Or archive.
It's free.
Yep.
You can, anywhere.
Anywhere you
I think
go.
I think it's been public domain for like all fucking ever.
I think so, because they never established the rights for the movie or something like that.
Something like that.
Something weird.
It's not the same thing as the fact that Night of the Living Dead is in the public domain because they fucked up the copyright year on the movie.
Oh.
They fucked up the Roman numerals.
Oh, shit.
So instead of like 19... I think they were aiming for 1961 or something like that.
They put 1916?
They put 1911.
Oh.
Or some like dramatically different
wrong.
Number. Or like 1861 or something like that, right?
Okay. That would make more sense to fuck up if it were 18 instead of 19.
Yeah.
So then they're like, well, that means the copyright expired in 1930.
And I'm just like, that's the most pedantic thing I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
Because like...
You
know when it came out.
Yeah. Not fucking time travelers.
Time traveler. Which is why all of the Romero dead movies are just of the dead rather than of the living dead. Of the living dead movies are an entirely separate series from that.
The more you dead.
Return of the Living Dead is one of my favorite zombie movies.
Oh.
It codified zombies going for brains.
Interesting.
Very specifically. It's one of the most bleak zombie movies.
Really?
It's 80s wacky, but you can't fully kill them.
Oh, God.
So, like, and if you, like, their big plan at one point is to burn them, right?
Because
if you burn them, there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
Particles of them get into the air, and then it rains down, and then more zombies come up.
Oh, my Lord. That's like, fucked up.
That's fucked up.
They're like a fungus.
And then, spoilers for, are you ever going to watch this movie? Okay, spoilers for Return of the Living Dead. It ends with the U.S. government dropping a nuke on the town.
Wow.
But if you've seen the movie prior to that...
Does it still not work?
Well, you know, you burn them, it goes elsewhere.
Cool. So,
yeah. But it's a good movie. I highly recommend it. Yeah. The effects are all practical and fucking incredible. Oh,
I love because it was the 80s. Effects. Yeah. I just love practical effects in general.
You would actually like it a lot, I think.
I do.
There's a lot of body horror.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Is that the one where the dude gets ripped in half? Or is that
I don't remember.
Dawn of the...
I think that's Dawn.
Where it's like a soldier guy and he gets torn in half. There's the zombie that makes the phone call.
That's Return.
Return? Okay.
That's Return of the Living Dead.
Got it.
Send more cops.
Got it. Send more pimps, more pushers.
So the zombie call like picks up the guy's radio and says, send more cops. Because they want to eat the cops.
Ah.
It's actually like a very fun movie.
That's cool.
The first zombie is from... Okay, so in this movie,
uh-huh.
Night of the Living Dead is
not both... Little Matchmaker, but Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. So in Return of the Living Dead, the movie Night of the Living Dead is both fictional and nonfiction.
Dude.
It really happened, but the government made the movie in order to cover it up.
Oh, shit. Okay, I get you. Be like, oh, it's not real, but it actually did happen.
But the last remaining zombie from it is like in a canister in this like small town.
Uh-huh.
And it breaks open because fucking...
Of course.
Someone's a boob.
Yeah.
You know?
Really ding that one up.
And releases this zombie called... And he's like... He's called Melt Man.
with the power to melt.
Because he's melting away.
Oh, God. He's like decaying.
Yeah. Well, because he was in goo.
Oh, he was in goo?
Yeah.
In the canister?
In the canister, yeah.
Oh. Goo canister. So he was like one of those toys from the 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
Got it.
And, you know, they're in... they fucking put it in a, like, mortuary with a bunch of taxidermied animals in the back.
So can zombies turn dead things into zombies?
Some of the gas from the canister reanimates some of the...
Oh, so it's like things. Zombie farts.
It's zombie farts.
They'll reanimate.
100%. Okay. Anyway, Little Matchmaker.
Is that a statement on smelling your own farts? Anyway, no. Little Matchmakers.
What?
What?
Why?
I don't know.
Do you ever have a fart that smells and then you don't smell it?
I've had a couple, but it depends on the angle of attack.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I've been on the receiving end of that as well. Where like I'm just like laying in bed and I'm like, oh dear God, it feels like a dead decaying corpse just floated above my face.
Oops.
Yeah. And what?
Oh no, I don't think she was actually talking
about me. I don't think she was talking about me. But and then she's like, what? I don't smell anything. What? And then I like, you know, bellow the covers and she's like, ah, we just start laughing.
Reverse Dutch oven.
Yep.
Plan three.
Octud oven. HCTUD. You
yeah,
try
I know,
to pronounce
I know.
It. You try to pronounce it.
I'm trying to get this movie done.
I now pronounce this movie
dead.
Husband and contrived.
Oh, shit. If we were movie reviewers in like a newspaper,
uh-huh.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
I now pronounce this
movie. It stinks. It stinks.
I'm John Lovett.
I'm John Cena. Boop, boop, doop, boop.
Do, 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 do.
Plan three is, after they talk things over with Officer Candy, and he's like, I'm an actor. Because he finds the Lily's camera.
And she's like, I'm going to be a filmmaker.
He's like, oh, I'm an actor. We could make a movie.
And I'm like, okay.
And then he gets a box of props that he just has, mostly sunglasses.
At least two of them are sunglasses.
Yeah, he does some goofy shtick.
Awful. Terrible. He does wear the big sunglasses. And he does do a bit of semi-dramatic acting while wearing the big sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
which is what I wanted. So I got everything I wanted out of this movie.
Yeah, you got it, man. But they're like, oh, wait, you're an actor. You can act like a social worker and call our parents about our kids
and then say,
arrange like a for them to
meet, but it's actually a romantic date.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus, kids. Like,
that's fucked up.
That's insane.
Why not just like...
So Officer Candy calls all of his acting friends.
Which is a fun bit.
It is a fun little bit. And they basically set up a fake Mexican restaurant in someone's backyard.
It looks like they set up a real Mexican restaurant in his backyard.
That's true.
Because they are serving food and there is a kitchen.
Yep.
Like a restaurant kitchen.
Because that's where the kids are watching this on
and I'm like,
closed circuit television. Conducting this. Like,
how did you guys set up a...
Undercover boss.
How did you guys set this up like...
In a day.
In like a day and a half.
Yeah, that's impressive as shit.
Actually, not even a day.
It was like that night.
Because they were getting sent out fucking the next day.
Yeah.
This has been a busy day for everybody.
It's a busy fucking day. But anyway, long story short, throughout this movie, in times of stress, Lily's mom would hum a tune.
And it would not sound like she was humming it.
Well, the problem was they ADR'd the humming.
Yeah, it was on the soundtrack.
Yes. But you could tell that she was speaking. Right. So it was an afterthought.
It sounded like she was singing.
Yes.
Like it looked like she was singing, but she was clearly humming.
Yeah, it was weird. And Pepin's dad would do a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit down there across, and they're like,
very stressed out.
Yeah. And well, they're both like, oh, your child's awful, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. We're mad.
And then they both do their thing. So like she hums and he does his mantra. And
she pauses and like, that mantra, where'd you learn how to do that?
Yeah. And he's like, that song. I know who wrote that song.
And I know who performed it.
Yeah.
And oh, my sister gave me that song.
She didn't know the artist.
Well, I know the artist.
It's me.
Whoa.
And then he's like, the mantra he got from one of her books.
Whoa.
It's like fate. And then the mariachi band that they got for this
like
false restaurant.
A real, like, hey, guys.
It looks like an actually, like, I'd go there to get Mexican food.
Hey, guys.
So the restaurant.
You could just do a Mexican restaurant.
Shit, dog.
Hey, actor friends.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
Seems like you guys got this down.
Yeah. Open this pit up.
They had a full bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Fuck. But the mariachi band starts playing the song, and then Pepin, who's watching, he's like, oh my God, my dad wrote this song.
This is my dad's song. He used to sing this all the time.
Yeah, and so he tells the one of the actor guys over like his headset. And he stops the music and he's like, oh,
gets
the dad to sing. And it's like, oh, it's
and everybody
sweet.
Comes out and it's, oh.
And then there's some dancing. And there's a little subplot where Officer Candy confesses his love for another lady that works in the police office.
Her name is Officer Miranda.
I remember this
because I
like
made
the
a Miranda
rights. She was fun and sassy.
She was good.
And she's like, oh.
Much of the comedy was just people reacting to the idiocy of the situation.
Which I'm into.
Right. This was a farce.
It was.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they get together like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And yada, yada, yada. The kids get to stay on vacation with them.
And then
they hang out.
They get together and...
They get married, I guess. One thing we completely ignored.
Yeah.
Because it was stupid.
Oh, the kid.
The third child.
The third child who looks like a leprechaun.
He looks like a lost child from Hook.
He looks like a lost boy. That like fell through like a
home improvement.
Like my brain is trying to come up with this metaphor. Hold on.
Okay. A lost boy.
A lost
fell through.
A lost boy fell through a car wash that makes you Irish.
Ah, nice.
Like it paints you
a whitewasher.
Yes, exactly.
My favorite villain from Game of Thrones.
Hello.
And watch out! It's a whitewasher. sorry. I should have said my favorite villain from Disney. Any live-action Disney film.
Hold on.
Yep.
Look out. It's a whitewasher. And we're going to cast Scarlett Johansson.
Ghost in the Shell. More like white bread toast in the shell.
That's my only joke.
That was fucking good.
The only good joke I've ever told on this podcast.
Ah, Ghost in the Shell.
More like Ghost to Hell.
Nice. I never watched the ScarJo movie, but man, Standalone Complex was amazing.
I saw Sage's review of
the ScarJo movie.
Yeah, it's joyless.
Ugh, sterile.
The movie just doesn't work.
Yeah.
They changed too much that was necessary. Like, a lot of Ghost in the Shell is about navel-gazing and, like, doing...
It's very introspective.
And doing, like, philosophy and stuff.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't care.
You fucking kidding me? And is it trying to be, like, an action flick?
So, it cuts out just enough of the philosophy that none of it makes sense.
If you cut the philosophy out of Ghost in the Shell, you literally have nothing.
Right.
Because, like, the title, Ghost in the Shell...
Ooh.
That was nice.
I apologize.
No, that's good. The title, Ghost in the Shell, is a sort of play on the idea of, like, do androids have souls?
Right.
What is the ghost in the shell?
And, like, okay. I think it's a plot point in the original that...
in the original movie?
The Major doesn't...
possess a ghost?
No, she doesn't really know, like, that she's mass-produced, I think.
Mm.
That her, like, shell is mass-produced.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she does.
I do need to see the original movie.
But, like...
That's deep.
No, that's what it... That, okay. Mm-hmm. So, the Major does know that her shell is mass-produced.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's Scarlett Johansson that's being mass-produced, and we're still set in Japan, what is that saying about Japan?
Yeah.
What's that saying about the movie?
Why doesn't she look like an anime?
Why is she white?
If Japan was able to mass-produce androids that people could put their soul into, you know it would be all... anime girls and some hot anime dudes.
Well,
who wouldn't?
I would actually kind of want to have a face that's like a screen that has just a fun, like, little cartoon.
That would be good,
you know.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole subplot and standalone complex about the Laughing Man.
Yeah.
And It gets wild. There's some really good scenes.
Ghost in the Shell is a good series.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell, especially Standalone Complex. That's the one I really like.
That's the only thing I really watched a whole lot.
There's also Second Gig, which is the sequel to Standalone Complex. Apparently there's a new, like, CGI animated Ghost in the Shell.
And it's on Netflix, I think.
And it's more like...
not good.
Rompy.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. You gotta be...
This is cyberpunk.
You gotta be like... I'm gonna whisper narration in the
exactly.
microphone.
It's all...
And
it's
like,
all very
quiet. Cyberpunk and, like, lots of scenes of someone driving and the lights from the street going by their face, you know?
So there was a point in, like, anime history
mm-hmm.
where that was the only shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the shot they all wanted to fucking do.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they all saw Blade Runner.
Yeah, Blade Runner, and I think Akira also had some scenes like that.
Well, because Akira was inspired pretty directly by Blade Runner.
Yeah.
So, like...
and giant, disgusting tumor babies.
Yeah, well,
who is
in Blade Runner? Have you seen Blade Runner?
What? Is that a replicant?
Is that down?
Is giant, disgusting tumor baby a replicant?
Did only I see that?
Yeah. It's like the scene where Yoda starts dancing.
What?
Did I only see that?
That would be terrifying, right? Like, you go to a movie, and then, like, only you remember.
No, you go with a group of friends, and... and you come out and you're like, wow, and that scene like this, and they all give you the blank stare.
What? Didn't you see the...
did you see when, like...
the thing with the alligator?
The scene where, like, Chewie got married?
What?
No, are you okay? It's like, that's like the moment where your entire reality collapses in on
right,
itself.
Exactly. Like, that's when... see, okay. You know how,
That's true horror right
You know
there.
How annoying... okay,
that's called
I don't know if you know how annoying I find the Mandela effect, like, oh, it's an alternate reality.
Sure.
Concept is.
Mm-hmm.
It really annoys
me. Well, you're annoyed by the whole alternate reality stuff. It's right. Just people with bad memories.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's just you were mistaken. It's okay to be wrong.
As the human
it's
condition.
It's okay to misread Berenstain as Berenstain. Yeah. I did it.
Because Stein is more common than Stain.
Right. Your brain just glosses over it.
Yeah.
It's in cursive. You're fine.
Yeah. And especially with, like, because people will be like, oh, the old PC games, they said Berenstain. I'm like, yeah, the audio quality was garbo.
And there were a couple tapes that were misprinted with that.
Okay, there you go.
But only in plain text.
Berenstain Bears Learning at Home, Volume 2.
But, like, yeah, like...
I played that game. I don't remember anything about it.
That's not an alternate reality. You're just wrong. Anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. Like... the human memory is not... it's far more fallible than we think.
But... in this specific horror concept...
uh-huh.
Where it's like... that was your... like, point of crossing over.
Oh, into the alternate reality?
Now you're in a different...
oh, fuck. That's rad.
Now you're in a different zone. And like,
you can call it the Mandalorian effect.
Why do we have to base it off of Star?
Nelson Mandalorian?
I know, I get it. I understand.
He died in prison.
In space prison. After getting cut in half by Darth Maul.
Nelson Panda Baba? I don't know what that was.
Yeah, neither do I.
I thought the name Panda Baba popped into my head, and I don't remember what it's from.
Are you thinking Baba Yaga?
No, I'm not thinking Baba Yaga. That's a different thing. Panda Baba. It might be a Yu-Gi-Oh card. I don't fucking remember.
It might be. A lot of things that you think about are Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I don't even play the game, yeah.
How often do you think about that lizard guy?
Lizard guy. Gaga Gigo?
Yes.
Nice.
I think about Gaga Gigo a lot.
I'm Gaga Gaga.
Gaga Gigo was great back in the day.
There's actually a whole archetype around the cards with like Gaga and stuff like that in their name. Fuck, and it's called the they're called the onomatopoeias. Fuck, and like there was a card called like onomata pairing.
Hell yeah.
And it was like you got like, because it was like da 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 and Gaga ga and stuff. Hell like yeah. That
Hell yeah, it probably sucks.
There were a couple cards that were really good. Oh, Gaga ga cowboy was stupid good. It was an Xyz monster.
Hey, just when you thought we could get through a whole episode without talking about some fucking card game.
Some stupid goddamn cardboard game.
Oops.
Oops, all card games.
We did.
That's our next podcast.
Dude, we might as well.
It's a 3-episode series.
Where we talk about the 3 card games that we know.
Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Flesh and Blood.
And we barely know the last one.
Yeah, I've played the last one twice.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I really liked it, actually. I thought it had... It's very early.
Sure.
They literally just released their 3rd set.
Right.
But there is a ton of potential. And one of the things that really impressed me was understanding how to play the game was relatively quick. Like, mm-hmm. There's a couple nuances that are a little odd.
Yeah.
But once you get used to it, you start... Like, it's almost like the game just opens. And you just start to see, like, oh, this is where they could do something. Oh, this is where they could do something. Oh, I could see, like, this is important. Like, okay. I wasn't thinking about that before, but, oh, that does make sense. Like, it's... Whereas with some games, like, you have to have someone who's really good at it explain to you the sure. nuance. This one, it felt like it just showed me.
I think Magic explained properly can still do that.
Yes. There are points in Magic where that's happened to me. It was just a longer draw.
Yeah.
It felt like Flesh and Blood was a lot more...
Quick.
I mean, maybe it's because of my experience with card games.
And it might just be that it's so new that they haven't, like, mined a whole lot of their design space yet.
Right, because one of the things... Because Flesh and Blood's whole steez is that you are a character with a power and mm-hmm. a class.
Right.
And that class affects what kind of cards you can put in your deck. And sort of the general idea...
The goblin's out sick. Well, we'll have to proceed without him. Send in Bob from counting...
And those are my thoughts on the current geopolitical status of the Earth, as well as trading card games.
So TJ, how did you like the little matchmakers?
It was fine.
It was it was certainly not the worst movie that we've seen for this show.
No, and I was mildly impressed by the child actors.
What was your favorite part?
I honestly liked that last scheme at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that whole thing was constructed well, mm-hmm. and it did get some genuine feelings out of me.
There were a surprising number of yucks.
Yeah, there were a couple. Oh, in the very beginning when he's running on the beach and they step on that guy.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was very good.
Fuck, that was a good one.
There were a
couple.
I really liked Lily's actor.
Yeah, she was good.
She was very good.
I forgot her name.
It was
Franz was her last name. Hannah.
Hannah Franz.
There we go.
We got it.
Got it.
We remembered a name, everybody.
We did it.
Send us confetti at youjerks@69cespecial.com.
Dow!
We open our email and our computer explodes.
Oh, shit. My computer exploded.
Oh, dang.
Ah, beans.
Fuck.
Got my computer all confettified.
If this movie were PG-13, where would you put the fuck?
When Lily's mom backs into Pepin's dad. Kaboom. Fuck!
Who would say it?
Pepin's dad. He seems more likely
to
curse.
Would it not be funnier if Lily's mom...
It would be absolutely funnier if Lily's mom said it.
She's just like, fuck.
And it make it look like a genuine, like, I'm sick of this day of filming sort of fuck.
Yeah. Really let her
get let some. Let her just unleash.
Chops, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What was your least favorite part?
The everything in the beginning.
Yeah.
It made me so uncomfortable.
It was very sad.
Very dour.
Not like sad as in, oh.
Not like sympathetic sad, but
sad
like.
Sad as in, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know, like right. Dark sad.
Okay. Mm. I didn't know I was watching a French movie.
Gonna cut someone's eyeball open.
That's dull.
Is that French?
The title's in French.
Ah.
I believe.
I don't know. I don't know what it was called.
Un chien.
I just something. Know I cannot watch it. Things with eyeballs.
Un chien andalou.
Bless you. Something about a girl?
1929.
Sliced an eye of a girl.
Salvador Dali. It is French.
Yep, there we go. Well, because it wasn't actually her eye. It was like a goat eye or something.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Very, very.
And I've dissected an eyeball in school.
Yeah, but the fact that it looks like a person's eye.
God, just, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
And I think the most unsettling part for me is, like, she's completely, like, still.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, yeah, it's Dali, dude.
Ugh, fuck. Melting clocks, bro. Really?
We get it. You melt clocks. Get over yourself.
Ah.
We get it.
You melt
clocks. You have a mustache.
A pretty sick mustache. That was a pretty dope mustache.
If you could have one celebrity mustache, which mustache did you have?
Wilford Brimley. It's a pretty... No. Who's the guy that plays Ron Swanson?
Oh, yeah.
It's very Midwestern.
Yeah.
That's why I like that one. You had me at Meat Tornado.
I would probably go with Dali. That's and I'm dope. Sorry, Ross.
she doesn't like it.
Well, she wouldn't.
Oh. I'm not a fan.
I know what would happen. And then my face is off.
Yeah, I just start bleeding. I like.
Shut the frick up, phone. It's my alarm.
Language.
Oh, sorry. Shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Would you recommend this movie to fucking anybody?
Probably not.
No, neither would
I. It's so... Nah.
So...
I guess that, like, near 5.0 rating is... Oh, did we want to read one of the one-star ratings?
Yeah, hit me. That'll be the last thing that we do.
Okay, do you want... I'll read you the titles, and you can choose which one you want.
Ooh, I get to pick things.
Yes. These are the user reviews.
Okay.
So one's called Incredibly Bad. And one's called Maybe the Worst Movie Ever. Which one would you like?
Okay, so...
Both from the end of 2014.
Maybe the Worst Movie Ever probably is going to be, like, very exaggerated.
Okay.
Incredibly Bad.
Maybe the Worst Movie Ever is shorter.
Okay, do that one.
Okay. The Worst Movie Ever? At least the worst movie I can remember. The worst acting I've seen
12.
In a film. The worst acting I've ever seen in a film? No.
No.
From every single actor. Horrible script no. And even worse music. No.
Well,
some of the
Music's not great, but there was a sick bass line a couple times.
Many scenes were inappropriate for children and touched on heavy themes like divorce, depression, suicide, and grief, but dealt with them inadequately. Okay, I'll give a little. A little bit.
It's a kids movie in 2010.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to go over, like, you're not going to get all the nuance of, hey, my parents are divorced and my mom is sad about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get all the fucking nuance. You only have 100 minutes and we got to fucking do a little matchmaking.
Right? We got to match some mates.
Oh, we never even talked about how the fucking little kid was Cupid.
Oh, well, fuck that kid. It was completely useless to the movie.
Yeah. He didn't need to be there.
He showed up at the very end being Cupid. Whatever.
I don't give a shit.
So sad I'd agreed to watch this with my children. Otherwise, I wouldn't have watched past the first 60 seconds. The most depressing part of the movie? It was nearly comedic. It was so bad. In fact, it might be worth a watch for a minute or two to see how bad that music is.
Sorry. Did she say it was nearly comedic?
Yes.
I assume she.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Hey, it's a romantic comedy.
Many times, bad acting can be remedied by decent editing, but this movie did not benefit from that.
No.
2 hours of my life I'll never get back. Don't make the same mistake.
2 hours?
0 out of 0 found this helpful.
2 hours? It's 100 minutes.
Yeah, it's a little over an hour and a half.
It's not 2 hours.
No.
What do you think this is? Fucking Inception?
We have to go deeper.
Oh, fuck. That was the face and exact body position you make right before you launch a fart directly at me. No!
SpaceX!